You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on our summer music series set list, we'll feature the Appleton band Dusk. They stop by to perform a set of songs at our studio and talk about their transition from classical music training to playing in a group inspired by soul and old-time country music.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. On Monday, a story published in the Capital Times revealed allegations of neglect and unsanitary conditions at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. Governor Scott Walker and lawmakers from both parties are now calling for investigations into that facility.
Robert Menser joins us now, as he does every Friday, to look at this and other top news from the last week here in Wisconsin. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's look at this story of the Wisconsin Veterans Home. We talked about it some with the reporter of the story on Monday, but sum up, what are people saying about this Veterans Home in King?
Yes, so the Cap Times story looked at a number of allegations of mismanagement and just sort of bad conditions at King. So there are photos that they published showing a kind of a red-brown stain in one of the tubs where residents were bathed. There have been some photos that came out just this week after the report was published showing gross yellow water in a sink and tub there, and it looks bad, and it also raises concern about lead content or other pollutants. There are allegations of understaffing or just mismanagement within the institution. And then maybe one of the most interesting or explosive facts in the story is the fact that from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, King in recent years has been running a surplus of between $30 million and $40 million over its two-year budget cycles. And so that surplus has been, in large part, it was shown in the story, has been directed back to the State Department of Veterans Affairs, going for any number of things, salaries of top leaders and other functions of that department, at the same time that residents are pointing out these sort of bad conditions in the facility itself.
And the head of the Veteran Affairs Department in Wisconsin and others have defended the facility, saying, hey, we're getting good ratings from national agencies. Can you talk a little bit about that response?
Right. It is, in fact, a five-star facility. It has gotten good ratings, and rating systems for nursing home facilities. Nursing homes are very highly regulated, and there are a lot of things that are checked and things that they can get dinged on. On the other hand, the checks don't happen all the time, and it's certainly not uncommon to hear of complaints within a facility that may have had decent ratings. The Veterans Affairs Chief John Skokos had been asked by Democrats, including Senator Julie Loss of Stevens Point, about these audit numbers and looking at these budget issues. And at that time, last October, he said that the allegations were wrong and unhelpful. And now, following the publication of this report, the Republicans are on board and the audit committee is on board, and there will be an audit of these numbers to see whether King should have been spending more money on facilities rather than transferring it back to Madison.
And there seems to be, now that, as you say, this report is out, there seems to be bipartisan support in the legislature and Governor Walker, for that matter, for a state investigation. As I understand it, some, especially Democratic lawmakers, are hoping for some federal review as well.
Yeah. I think that there's an argument out there. Certainly, it's one the Democratic legislators have put forward, that it's something of a piece with what we've seen in Lincoln Hills, the juvenile corrections facility in Lincoln County. They would say it's mismanagement, and they would say that it's the result of budget decisions to not prioritize the management of these facilities. I don't know. Is there a criminal side of this, or is this just a matter of the budgeting wasn't managed right? I think for sure there is it bears an investigation, so it will be interesting to see what comes of those.
Talking to Rob Menser from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at some of the top news of the week. Big political news came out. All the political nerds like us, Rob, are watching. publishing for the Marquette University Law School poll. They dropped some numbers on Wednesday. A tighter race for president than we'd seen.
Yeah, I feel like I need to speak about this because on this very program, Rob, the last couple of weeks I've been talking about how Wisconsin races don't look really all that close. And in this new poll, they look quite close, at least a large change from July's poll. So likely voters, Democrat Hillary Clinton is at 45%. Republican Donald Trump is at 42%. That is a three-point gap. Where it was 15 points a month ago.
Right. And we just had Gary Johnson, Libertarian Party candidate, speaking in Milwaukee, I believe, in the state last night. He polled at around 10%, either way you slice it. What do you make of the role of maybe third-party candidates in a race in Wisconsin where both candidates have high, both major party candidates have high unfavorable ratings?
Yeah, it's certainly an open question. So Johnson made his first campaign appearance. He was in Milwaukee yesterday, and he's breaking into double digits. He has 10% support for the Green Party. Jill Stein has 4% support among likely voters. What I found interesting about this, so it is true, and we hear a lot about it. If any year third parties are going to make a difference, maybe it's this year when both major party candidates are quite unpopular. But what I found interesting in this poll, at least, when the difference between when they asked just about the two major party candidates to when they asked about a four-person race, both Clinton and Trump went down by the same amount. So in the four-way race, Clinton's at 41%, Trump is at 38%. So that's still a three-point gap. So it might not be the case that there's a big impact there. Maybe Jill Stein gets a few Democrats, Gary Johnson gets a few Republicans.
Listeners can hear more about that in our archived interview with Charles Franklin from Wednesday. Rob, I want to move on to this story in Milwaukee. Police officers briefly detained, apparently, State Representative Jonathan Brostoff, a Milwaukee Democrat. What happened?
Yes, so this was on Tuesday evening. The police were out to disperse a protest in the Sherman Park neighborhood, site of course, the police shooting and the unrest and violence that followed. Representative Jonathan Brostoff was caught up in this, along with a youth organizer for the ACLU of Wisconsin. They were forced to the ground. They were handcuffed with zip ties, thrown into a police van, and detained for about 20 minutes. Before they were let go, which happened after police found out that Brostoff was an elected official. The Milwaukee Police Department said it's reviewing the incident. In a statement, they said that these men were not among the elected officials and community leaders who had previously made themselves known to the officer, causing confusion. But it's weird because I don't know what that has to do with it. Is there a law that you need to announce yourself if you're a public official? I don't quite understand that.
So we'll be watching for the results of that investigation. Rob, thanks as always for joining us today.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau, and he joins us every Friday at this time for a look at the top news stories from the last week.